You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips number 89. Hey there, welcome to our Portuguese Basic Tips number 89. Marco Salles here. Today we're going to speak about new important expressions in Brazilian Portuguese. You can still take individual online Portuguese classes with me. Now you can have all your questions in Portuguese answered by me. We can also talk about Portuguese grammar and practice conversation individually, which is the most important thing when we're learning a new language. All this on sale, just $28 an hour. $28 an hour. Email me to contato@todomundopod.com and let's schedule a free 20 minutes appointment. I want to know exactly what you need in Portuguese to design classes specifically for you. On today's podcast, we're going to learn the meaning of fazer a caveira, trocar em miúdos, sopa para o azar, and flor que se cheire. Let's get started. Fazer a caveira. Fazer a caveira. We use this expression when we want to refer to someone who is speaking negatively about another person, someone who is speaking badly about other guy, other girl. For example, foi só você sair e ela começou a fazer sua caveira. Foi só você sair e ela começou a fazer a sua caveira. You had just left and she started speaking badly about you. Não gosto de pessoas que fazem a caveira dos outros pelas costas. Eu não gosto de pessoas que fazem a caveira dos outros pelas costas. I don't like people who speak badly about someone behind the back. Trocar em miúdos. Trocar em miúdos. Well, here's an expression very close to what we call in English phrasal verbs. I mean, we got two words that, when used together, have a distinct meaning. The verb trocar, to change, and the noun miúdos, animal offal. When we speak it all together, trocar em miúdos means to sum up, summarizing, or even after all. For instance, trocando em miúdos, no final deu tudo certo. Trocando em miúdos, no final deu tudo certo. After all, it's everything alright. Trocando em miúdos, você paga a metade e eu pago o resto. Trocando em miúdos, você paga a metade e eu pago o resto. To sum up, you'll pay half of it and I'll take the rest. Dar sopa para o azar. Dar sopa para o azar. Dar sopa para o azar is something that you shouldn't try to translate literally. See, to give soup to the bad luck. However, if I say don't take too much risk here, I know now you understand. Dar sopa para o azar means to take chances, to take risk. Sometimes people say dar sopa, referring to girls or boys flirting. Aquela garota está me dando sopa. Aquela garota está me dando sopa. That girl over there is interested in me. Não fique aqui dando sopa pro azar. Não fique aqui dando sopa para o azar. Don't stay here taking risks. It's different. Flor que se cheire. Flor que se cheire. This one here sounds pretty weird. Flor que se cheire is something as a flower we can smell. Well, I thought we could smell each one of them. I'm not a specialist, but I don't know a flower like that. We generally use the expression with a no in front of it. Você não é flor que se cheire. Ela não é flor que se cheire. Meaning, she is someone you can't count on. See other examples. Não sei porque você está criticando ela. Você também não é flor que se cheire? Não sei por que você está criticando ela. Você também não é flor que se cheire. I don't know why you're criticizing her. We can't count on you two. Ela já sabia que você não era flor que se cheire. Ela já sabia que você não era flor que se cheire. She already knew she couldn't trust you. Well, that's all for today. I know we are flor que se cheire. Don't forget to schedule online classes with me. You can also become a premium member of this website and get our full transcripts by visiting our members page. TodoMundoPod.com. If you have questions or suggestions, email me to contato@TodoMundoPod.com. Try and do it in Portuguese. Don't be shy. Remember, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you. Thanks.